The following day, August 6th, 1965. Another report. This time from Patrick Air Force Base in Florida. The Air Force said the mysterious colored lights observed by four policemen over the city of Coco apparently were reflections from the ground. The Air Force said any unidentified flying objects in the area would have been sighted by the Air Defense Command radar unit at the base. No such radar sightings were recorded, and no aircraft were flying in the area at the time. The Air Force spokesman said, however, that an investigation would continue, and that the Air Force planned to question the policemen who made the observations. And a veteran Air Force weather observer who said he spotted, quote, a flying saucer that took sharp issue today with the Air Force's stand on the mysterious multicolored objects. The Air Force said initial study of the majority of the reports received indicated the observations in eight states were astronomical in nature. The weather observer viewed the object through a 40-power telescope. He said,
what we saw was not an aircraft, nor was it a planet or a star, and I don't believe you could explain it away by insinuating it was brought on by atmospheric conditions.
The observer said the object he saw came from the northeast and arced in a direct line southwesterly over Norman, Oklahoma. The observer asked that his name not be published due to the Air Force's position on the unidentified flying objects. He said he and a friend observed the object, which was moving quite rapidly, a little less than 5 minutes.
It was about 22,000 feet high, and it pitched at about a 45-degree angle.
When asked to describe its appearance, the observer stated,
it was shaped like a flying saucer, and through a 10-power binoculars had the appearance of being quite large.
He said two large revolving and pulsating red lights surrounded by a bluish halo were on its perimeter.
The UFO was illuminated by its red lights, much like a set of floodlights on a Western monument.
The observer said he and the friend took a fix on several planets and stars with a 40-power telescope, and the UFO passed several of the stars that they took a fix on. He also went on to say that a large jet airplane, either a KC-135 tanker or a Boeing 707, was in the same area at about the same altitude at the time of the sighting. The plane emitted a white flickering light.
There was no comparison between the saucer and an aircraft.
And the stories, the confirmations, and the contradictions, they continue to this very moment. Though we have not hit on anything tangible, but after all, isn't life filled with intangibles? We have compiled for you a cross-section of various opinions, official statements, the impressions of those who claim they have talked to and made trips with those of other planets. Words of the weird and the wise. It is not our purpose to confirm nor deny the things you have heard, merely to report them for your thoughtful consideration. For those of you who doubt, at least here is something to think about. To you who are convinced that what people are seeing are not just spots before our eyes, but something intelligent that's observing us, and perhaps have sighted yourself something inexplicable in the heavens, may we leave you with these words of Mr. Richard Hall, acting director of NICAP.
If you sight an unidentified flying object, you can report it to the National Investigations Committee on Aerial Phenomena, or NICAP, N-I-C-A-P, at 1536 Connecticut Avenue, Washington, D.C. We have trained investigators who are quite willing to investigate every aspect of your sighting. We investigate, and we report publicly to the Congress and to the news media. Again, our address is NICAP, 1536 Connecticut Avenue, Washington, D.C.
And if there is some evil force directing unidentified flying objects in our atmosphere from some place in outer space, who is it?
I would say that the man's name is Adolf Hitler.
Well, what do you think?